tried his apartment, his favorite bar, all of the old haunts, even a few apartments of girlfriends I knew he had now and again. I even drove out to Long Island to see if I could find where his mom was living. I found her in the book, but none was home. Which is odd, right? If Don's here, it would stand to reason that his presence would ripple out to his family, but... well, I guess I have no idea if she was even still alive when we were arrested. He didn't talk about her much, mostly just about her recipes. But he liked to keep all the crime stuff away from her, I think. Maybe that's why she's not here. Maybe him being here and him being in prison is just the same. I don't know if Don would have ever told her what happened to him, called her, or written her from jail, because he didn't want to disappoint her. So, maybe to her, her son is just gone and would have always been gone, and the how or the where doesn't affect her life enough to make a difference. I knew it would be hard. I knew finding someone in the city without being able to be in a million places at once would be hard, but part of me thinks that he must have left the city and never come back. Which is sort of unthinkable in some ways. Like Pete, Don never thought about leaving New York. Richie would talk sometimes about missing Chicago and wanting to go back there, but Don and Pete and Harry would have died in New York if they'd had any say. But I also see why maybe he'd want to leave now. The city is very eerie, all empty like this. Worse than Vegas or Denver, maybe because I know this city. I know what it's supposed to sound like, look like, feel like. I know what it feels like when it's teeming with people. There's a sense of wrongness now that there's no one here. Maybe he just couldn't take it.